Black women have contributed an enormous amount to Australia's musical history, and they shouldn't be forgotten by the history books. In fact, music journalist Clinton Walker recently released a book called Deadly Woman Blues about black women and Australian music. But this week it's been pulled from the shelves and pulped because it was revealed that the book contains inaccuracies and the author didn't even contact some of the women he had profiled. Marlene Cummins is an Aboriginal blues and jazz singer and saxophonist, and she's a cultural educator and respected elder in the Sydney community. This was some of the music you just heard of hers, Koori Woman Blues. She also was profiled in this book. Welcome to RN Drive. What inaccuracies did the book contain about you and your history?
Well, that I grew up in the Cherbourg Aboriginal settlement. Personal issues that, not that I should say that he has a right to write it about me, but it's a matter of choice as to whether I want to relate certain personal aspects of my personal life without any sensitivity or regard for my feelings about that.
Did the author of the book, Clinton Walker, get in touch with you at any point during the writing of the book?
No, actually, he was about to do an interview with a certain media outlet, and he was so audacious to assume that I would be I'd be glad to have a joint interview with him regarding the book. And until the producer rang me and said,
I'm having enormous trouble hearing you, Marlene, unfortunately.
Here we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm at rehearsal studios in Alexandria. And he was so audacious as to assume that I would be, you know, I'd be happy to do an interview with him. And I didn't know, that the producer rang me that he had written a book. And then I said, hey, hang on, hold it. Tell Clinton Walker to ring me regarding this book. And he rang me about 3 or 4 hours later and he says, oh, hello, Marlene. And I said, Clinton, you wrote a book about me and you're on the assumption that I will do an interview with you. I don't know where to start, you know, and I went on and I sort of probed him further and further and he pretty much went on the defence and I scratched the surface a little bit further and he got a bit irritated and he actually thought that I should be so grateful that he did this for me, this wonderful missionary. And so it was all a shock. I had a bomb dropped on me and then I kind of rang around a bit and it just kind of flourished from there. It spread far and wide, but and I find out that he actually did that with all the other musicians. He didn't consult or anything, and there were inaccuracies in regards to their musical careers too.
Yeah, there certainly were. Marlene, thank you so much for your time. That's Marlene Cummins. She's an Aboriginal blues and jazz singer. Also featured in the book is celebrated soprano Deborah Cheatham, and she's the artistic director of Short Black Opera. She joins me now. Deborah, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
What inaccuracies did this book contain about you, and were you interviewed or consulted about this book?
No, Marlene tells a very familiar story. The first I heard about the book was when I was invited to be on a radio program with Clinton Walker, and I had no idea that I'd been included. And it was some time actually before I got hold of the chapter titled Deborah Cheatham Opera Snob. And so I was reading this chapter on my life, which parts of it seemed so familiar, and I realised they'd been lifted entirely, whole sections out of an interview I did for The Australian in 2008. In 2010 rather, 8 years ago, so I could recognise this writing, but I was thinking, well, you know, what is the substance here? And then I read further and realised there were several inaccuracies. To begin with, he implies that I'm a cross-dresser. Believe me, if I was a cross-dresser, I'd be a very proud cross-dresser. I'd be out there at the head of the cross-dressing conference, addressing probably no doubt the keynote speaker, maybe singing a song or two. I'm not a cross-dresser. I wear women's suits when I'm dealing in business situations. It's just easier. Secondly, he claims that White Baptist Abafan was a recording, my first recording. White Baptist Abafan is, in fact, a play and has never been commercially recorded as a DVD or a film. So he had that wrong. But the most disturbing thing and the most damaging thing, really, was he claimed that I had discovered that I was born on Kamaragunja Mission Station. Now, immediately, this really tore at my heart because, as most people will know, anybody who has ever seen my work or even Googled my name would know that I'm a member of the Stolen Generations. Mm. I wasn't born in community. I was born in Nowra District Hospital, in fact, and my mother, Monica, suffered from the assault of having me taken from her at just 3 weeks of age. Now, this inaccuracy really stung, as far as I was concerned, not only for myself, for my mother, but also reaching back to my grandmother, Frances McGee, who married James Little. Their first child was Jimmy, of course. Frances and James carried the firstborn, Jimmy, off Kamaragunja Mission Station in the famous 1939 walk-off. And, of course, that is the entire subject of my opera Pecan Summer. So he would have known that the Little family walked off Kamra, and it wouldn't have taken very much effort at all to discover that I was born somewhere else entirely. So that really hurt. It really unraveled an important part of my identity, events which really have defined my life.
Do you accept his apology?
Oh, look, it's such a difficult one, isn't it? I don't know what it means. What does his apology mean? I spent this morning last evening, instead of writing an important piece of music that I'm working on at the moment, I spent the evening and this morning making sure that I'd written all the corrections adequately and correctly for the publishing house, because that's what they've asked us to do. They're not paying us for our time, of course, but they want to publish the corrections. So I set about correcting his work. I felt like I was a school teacher again. It should just never have happened. I know there's a famous saying, it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission. But in this instance, when you are claiming to give voice to women who've been silenced, and then you do that very same thing, it's difficult to believe where the truth begins and where fiction trails off.
Deborah, thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
It's been my pleasure.
Deborah Cheatham is is the Artistic Director of Short Black Company. And before her, of course, we spoke with another Indigenous woman who was profiled inaccurately again in this book, Marlene Cummins. She's an Aboriginal blues and jazz singer.